City Council will come back from recess for our Wednesday, July 8th afternoon session. Carla, will you please read the title for the time certain council calendar, item number 985.
Adopt the City of Portland Economic Development Strategy, a five-year plan for promoting job creation and economic growth.
Members of the City Council and guests this afternoon, I'm pleased to introduce a five-year economic development strategy designed to promote jobs and to spur economic growth for the Council's consideration. If adopted, this strategy will be the first officially recognized economic development strategy for the City of Portland since 1994. And a lot has changed in the last 15 years. In fact, a lot has changed in the last 12 months. Unemployment in our region now stands at 12.3%, up from 4.5% just a year ago. In past recessions, the City of Portland has been one of the last cities to feel the brunt of the recession and one of the last cities to recover. I know we're all committed to doing everything we can to make sure that that doesn't happen this time around. And in the last 5 months, the City Council has been working hard to do our part. We have fast-tracked 5 years' worth of capital improvement projects into the next 2 years. We have extended permits. We have reorganized the city's 8 permitting bureaus under one roof. We have increased general fund support to the Portland Development Commission by 27%. And we have focused the city's city organization on the respective missions of PDC and the new emerging Bureau of Housing with a reorganization. And even among the economic doom and gloom, some entrepreneurs are finding a way to revitalize our economy. Last month, the City of Portland had 579 new business licenses applied for and granted, triple the number of the year earlier. In the past 12 months, the city has issued 7,000 new business licenses, 2.5 times as many in the prior 12 months. Now we need to make sure that those folks succeed. And without an up-to-date economic development strategy, our city agencies, partner organizations, chambers of commerce, academia, we have done the very best we can and will do the very best we can to help these entrepreneurs, local businesses, and family. But to overcome the enormous challenges before us today and seize on the opportunities that we face, we must work together like never before with a clear focus on job creation and a clear plan to reach our goals. Last fall, I asked the Portland Development Commission to begin crafting a new economic development strategy using a fact-based, data-driven, best practices approach. In the last 9 months, they've received substantial input on the goals and actions from my economic development cabinet, which included business owners, large and small, across many industries, local chambers of commerce, business organizations from neighborhoods focused on international trade, academia, organized labor, economists, our partner organizations around the city that we will count on in the future. And I would like to thank the Economic Development Cabinet for all their work on this this effort. The strategy sets out that we'll be considering today an audacious goal: to become the most sustainable economy in the world, and in this quest for international leadership, to create 10,000 net new jobs within the next 5 years. Let me repeat that, because this is a community citywide goal: to create 10,000 net new jobs within the next 5 years. Portland is a city committed to the belief that we can offer a great quality of life and make a good living at the same time, that there is prosperity and sustainability. But many might rightly ask what it means to strive to become a world leader in economic sustainability. I was struck by a conversation I had with the Japanese ambassador when he recently visited Portland. He's a man with some sense of humor. He said, "Well, this is a very impressive place, and you certainly have a great quality of life, but just remember, Japan is twice as energy efficient as your city and your country." And it really speaks to what is possible for us. Japan has a quality of life similar to ours. Actually, their average lifespan is higher than ours, and yet they consume in their to achieve their economic output twice less energy per unit than we do. In a sustainable economy, businesses produce goods and services more efficiently, and thus they are more competitive in their position. We intend to build on our competitive advantage that we have all already created. Our businesses are up to the task. And just today, prior, the City Council approved jumpstart a new industry by purchasing 6 streetcars that will be made locally. And it's the first time since 1952, I believe, that modern streetcars have been manufactured in the United States. And just a few minutes ago, the City Council approved the Clean Energy Works program that is a pilot effort with the utilities to provide for on-bill financing so that homeowners can make the energy efficient improvements, weatherization improvements in their own homes and pay it off on the bill. So we're doing everything that we can to implement this strategy even before it's approved. But we need to recognize that our do-it-yourself ethic here, which is a core strength of this city, a core strength of Portlanders, sometimes can be the you're-on-your-own reality. And this new plan makes the case for more investment in economic development efforts and job creation efforts. But today is not about asking for money. It's about getting agreement on what we need to do. This fall, we'll be coming back to the City Council in work sessions to discuss implementation, accountability measures, and resource development options to make this plan a reality. I'd like to introduce, we've got 2 presentations and a video that I ask the Council's patience on. It's been a long day. But I ask your patience on because we've worked really hard. When I say data-driven and fact-based, we mean it. We wanted to research this strategy in a way that it was built on the foundation of the facts. So I'd like to introduce Tim Priest, who's the CEO of Greenlight Greater Portland, who will present the 2009 Portland Prosperity Index. Mr. Priest.
Thank you, Sam. I'm not sure I need this, but do you mind if I stand?
No, you can't. It's, I don't know. It's what we do here. We sit.
Well,
I think it might be I think it might be security. You can stand, but you might be tasered at any moment. So have that. You can stand. I think we need to dim the lights.
I'll claim special dispensation today since I'm here a little bit under duress. I had a spider bite, venomous spider bite. In a rather embarrassing spot, and it precludes me from being able to sit today during my presentation.
Okay.
My staff.
Spend the rules.
My staff did not warn me. I apologize for making you explain. Now I'm embarrassed. Okay. Mr. Priest, you were saying.
Yes. I wanted to take you quickly through the presentation that we put together for. Let's see if I can find it.
Oh, no, we don't want to talk about that.
That's not the one.
That's like a...
Here it is.
5-year migraine. All right. There we go.
All right.
All is good now.
Well, I don't know how many of you are familiar with Greenlight Greater Portland, but we are a privately funded regional economic development program created to really create jobs for this community and to help find ways to make this community prosper. 3 core tasks of the organization include, you know, managing the brand image of the region and creating awareness outside Greater Portland about the opportunities here. They include, you know, attracting new companies to the area. As well as retaining the base of companies here and finding ways to help them grow. Again, this is a privately funded effort that is done in close coordination with PDC and with Hillsborough and Beaverton and even Clark County and the other jurisdictions around the region. The federal government defines us as a 7-county metro area. The reality is because of our urban growth boundary, you know, most of economic development conversations are focused on 4 counties, again, you know, that revolve around Portland. today's presentation, just want to touch on a couple of key things. The first is, you know, some population and economic trends that we've identified from our report. Talk about some of the industry strengths that we've identified, some of the quality of life features, and then talk briefly about the future. Portland's got a ton of great people that are moving here, and it's a very desirable place. We'll touch on that briefly. This region has about 2.2 million people. And, you know, when compared to the rest of the West Coast, it's, you know, described as a mid-sized metro. But the trend that we thought was the most important from coming out of this report was that last year almost 5% of the population in this region was new to the state. So you're having, you know, pretty unprecedented population migration into the region at this particular time. And when you contrast that population migration and growth in population with job creation, you see a pretty wide divergence between the two. If you think of 2008, which is not shown here, where we had probably a little bit of negative job growth, but again, significant population growth of about 40,000 people. That happens again in 2009, where we actually lose 40,000 jobs while adding 40,000 people. 2010, we're expecting to gain just a few thousand jobs, but again, almost 36,000 people. You begin to see a recurring trend. And the message here really is that unemployment is at 12.3% right now for the region, maybe 12.4 region-wide. We're expecting that unemployment number to continue to rise, could reach as high as 17 or 18% in this region by 2010. Again, in large part because of population migration and population growth. So there is a real sense of urgency around the conversations that we're having today. Now, overall, when you compare Portland to other major metros, our job losses are not any worse or any more severe than other major West Coast markets. The main difference between us is that we're a desirable place and people are moving here despite the fact that the economy is facing hard times. And the five-year job outlook for this region is pretty positive. We're expecting 10% growth over the next 5 years. Again, healthy job growth. Most of that will begin in 2010, but really accelerated by 2011. And you also see there Austin, Texas, again, with very strong growth. Austin is a group that has definitely got their act together in terms of their economic development program, aggressively funding it and having a solid strategy in place for their growth. A couple of key industries that I wanted to highlight for you as we move forward, and those were, by the way, those were Vestas wind turbines being offloaded here in the region. As we look forward over the next 5 years, there's a couple of industries that are going to drive our growth. Professional services, which we'll drill down into a little bit more, manufacturing and transportation logistics are going to be big parts of our growth over the next 5 years. And these are the four key sectors that we think are going to be the major drivers in this economy. And these are the sectors we have the most competitive advantage in, the strongest clusters, if you will. But there are areas where we have a concentration that's higher than the national average and where we have a cost advantage or a competitive advantage over other markets. That's manufacturing. Portland is still a place that makes things. We make everything from electronics, and what you're seeing there is an Intel fab, to metals and machinery, but a lot of this manufacturing is very advanced, and many of these companies doing very well. And again, many of these companies are considered small business as well. Outdoor apparel is a major cluster for us, a very important cluster, and again, many of the companies that are in this space are young companies growing very quickly and show a lot of promise, and we believe we can actually attract additional companies to that cluster. You see a set of solar panels shown there. This region has done a great job of attracting clean tech. You know, we've gotten the headquarters for Vestas and Solar World out in Hillsboro, and we're beginning to attract other major companies in that space. So again, that's a very exciting industry. And when you look at the forecasts for clean tech in general, both solar and wind, the forecasts are just off the charts. There's no question the United States is going to consume a huge amount of this as we move toward energy independence. and Portland is very well positioned to attract these companies. And again, many of those will be small businesses as well. And the last is, you know, software, high-tech services. Again, many of these small businesses are already started here. I suspect that if we looked through the business licenses that you referred to earlier, Mr. Mayor, you'd find a huge number of them were going to be in this sector. And I think that's an exciting opportunity for us as well. And so this is a core area of focus. Wanted to touch on a couple of things that make Portland a unique place. This region is a place that has a very green and outdoorsy ethos. You know, this particular chart shows us that we have the second highest concentration of outdoor gear stores in the West. We also have more hybrid car ownership than any other market in the West. Probably worth just touching on some of the green buildings in this region as well. We have more LEED certified buildings in sheer number than any other market in the West. Though I do think it's worth noting that this trend, when we look at the number of buildings in application process, in application form, we believe that Greater Portland will lose their number one status in this category within 1 to 2 years. Almost every other city on this list has huge numbers of buildings in application status for LEED certification, and will surpass us on these numbers. Right now, we have more LEED certified school buildings than any other market in the West. And again, this is something we believe we can build on, this green ethos that we're known for. Great air quality, certainly when you compare that to Los Angeles and Sacramento. Lots of arts establishments, second highest concentration in the West. This one I put in not because it's a particularly good news piece, but I think it's a telling story about if we do nothing, if we just decide, well, you know, we're good at something, and so we don't have to act and continue to strive to be the best. At one point, Greater Portland was known as the center of recycling thought leadership. Over the last 30 years, that position has slipped pretty dramatically. Now we're behind every major California metro and Seattle for our recycling rates. Lots of people using alternative transportation here. I think the point that we wanted to touch on here was that because you've seen us as an early adopter of green technology, or everything from using alternative transportation to bicycles to car sharing, and hybrid vehicle ownership, you're also now seeing the car companies bring their electric vehicles here as a test market. And we think that is a real opportunity. We believe this region will be able to attract some of those companies long term to be able to do some of their R&D here, as well as manufacturing. And so I wouldn't rule that out as a possible growth sector for this market long term. More organic markets and farms and restaurants, again, speaking more to our green ethos. I believe this region really is just about to take off. We've got a reputation for being America's greenest city, and Princess presents us with some really unique opportunities. So the takeaways from my presentation are, this region has the second highest unemployment in the U.S., and so we feel a real sense of urgency to do everything we can to address this challenge for our region. The reasons that we have a high unemployment are the exact opposite reasons that Detroit has them. We don't have anything particularly wrong with our economy. We just happen to be at a really desirable place. And so despite the fact that we've got high unemployment, we've got great opportunity to actually seize this unique brain gain and drive our economy forward. We believe we have four areas of competitive advantage to build on, and I will tell you that we're in a unique time where actually we're, as a region, completely aligned. And you know, you see PDC, you see Hillsborough, you see Gresham, you see Clark County, all agreeing on what our core strengths are and what the tasks are ahead of us. And so it is a really unique time in this region to seize on. And we're facing some very intense competition. Many other markets across the country are going to go after these green jobs that this region is going to go after. We're uniquely positioned for it, but there's no guarantee that we will get them. And so, as you guys are considering this, I would just caution you that many other communities are going to be approaching this in a very aggressive way and working to attract the same companies that we will. And working to help their own companies grow and address some of the national challenges that we're facing. And as we look at this, we released this Prosperity Index back in June 11th, and Tim McCabe, who was here today, came and talked from the state's perspective, and we heard Tim talk about their four industry sectors, which were almost perfectly aligned with what I'm describing to you today. And we had Aaron Flynn, who will talk soon, saying the same things, and we heard from the regional groups. And again, all of those folks all on the same page, which hasn't happened in quite some time. So, with that, I think, I'll stop. I'm happy to take some questions, and then we'd love to turn it over to Aaron.
Questions from the city council for Tim? You'll be able to, are you going to stick around? Or?
Yeah, no, I'm fine. I'm okay. Just teasing you.
We might have some questions later, and I just want to take this opportunity to thank you and your team at Greenlight for your excellent analysis of jobs and regional and national market trends that has allowed us to ground this strategy in a way we never have been able to before. So
may I just comment? Yep. I don't think many people, I want to emphasize what you said, this is all privately funded, all of this research, and it was the businesses stepping forward and saying, a rising tide floats all boats. And I appreciate your explaining this to me during my campaign last year, and I want the citizens of Portland to know how much the businesses and the business owners are stepping forward to support the city as a whole and our prosperity. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. The business community has contributed over $1 million to annually to fund economic development through Greenlight, and we continue to raise money and get a very positive response. So
I also want to acknowledge Jim Mark, who really spearheaded the creation of Greenlight. How many years ago now?
Nine.
But I want to thank you and creating a team from the private side, as noted by Commissioner Fritz and Tim and your team for such great work. Really appreciate it. So we're going to see a video now. Is that right? Okay. And then we're going to hear from Aaron Flynn, the actual economic development strategy presentation. So this was done in-house by city employees, and it's fantastic.
The city of Portland stands at the threshold of a new economic era, facing opportunity and challenge in equal measure. Investments in a universally praised quality of life continue to attract creative class and entrepreneurial talent, the people who can maintain a dynamic local economy even in the face of recessionary pressures. But Portland must also invest selectively in the ways it competes for new business growth, directing time and money to build on the city's undeniable strengths.
There is an ongoing effort to make things happen. That's that way all over the country. And all over the country, you don't see some of the programs that you see in Portland. You got to kind of step out there a little bit and make a difference. I want to be part of the decision making. You can't make a decision from the outside, but it's also got to be open from the inside, from the city side, to take and say, let's make a difference by bringing people aboard to make a decision and make that decision something that everybody buys into.
Portland is the American hub for activewear, home of longtime apparel and footwear pros. The deep talent pool inspires spin-offs and startups as well, and newer arrivals like New Zealand import Icebreaker.
We chose Portland for a few different reasons. One is it's focused on sustainability. It's ingrained in this culture and it's ingrained in our company and who we are. Secondly, this is the playground for which our product is worn and played in. So it's a natural also just for talent. There's a great talent pool here in Portland, and Portland's a wonderful city to attract talent, especially talent that fits really well into who we are as a brand and the types of products that we design and produce. One of the opportunities that we have is to consolidate the industry and create some sort of, I don't know if it's an advisory panel or just to create a venue to where we can get together and share some ideas, non-competitive ideas, really ideas to benefit the entire industry, to benefit Portland's ability to get more of us here to Portland. But I do think that's one of the things that's lacking right now. We don't have that formalized process. I think a lot of us need to sit around the table and begin to start sharing some ideas. Again, on two things, focused on the business and how we can expand our businesses, and secondly is how we can make Portland a greater hub for our industry.
Many of the municipalities around the central core of Portland are also extremely friendly to business. And the city of Portland has become much better as a place to run a business as well. But for our business, the textile business is very focused here with very large companies having their design engines right here in Portland. So from that standpoint, it's a spectacular place to find great talent.
Poised to become the capital of the green economy, Portland has become the ultimate laboratory for innovations in alternative energy, green building, and green living, a center for the kind of expertise CH2M Hill offers. This full-service engineering and construction firm began in Oregon in 1946.
Our Pacific Northwest offices, and our Portland office specifically, because it's so large, is viewed as a leader in the firm when it comes to sustainability. The real challenge here is when we start comparing ourselves to Chicago or other cities and trying to outdo them. We can't. So we have to understand what's important to Portland. An example of net zero buildings is a great example where we've taken it. We said, LEED is great. We've built a lot of reputation on our number of LEED buildings per capita and the expertise. We have a great cluster here in Portland doing the architecture and the planning for LEED. But net zero buildings and beyond is where we need to keep our focus and drive ourselves as a leader, not just in the United States, but in the world.
As the unofficial home of the open source software movement and a diverse technology-oriented workforce, Portland makes sense for relocations like Jive Software, which arrived in Portland from New York City with three people and big plans. After two city-assisted expansions, Jive Software is thriving, with 35% growth rates, 130-plus employees, and an exciting outlook from its new headquarters on the edge of Portland's Pearl District.
I think some of the best used dollars would go towards injecting some of the competitive DNA that we need to get some of these companies out of the entrepreneurial stage into the hyper-growth phase. So, I think the dollars spent are about recruiting people either through the university system or through the private venture community. Find ways to lure them to Portland, because that insertion of hyper-competitive DNA can mean, the difference between something that is a small entrepreneurial venture that sells for $10 million or, the next Microsoft.
Challenge and opportunity are perhaps most evident in Portland's advanced manufacturing, where traditional industries meet green economy innovations. From the first U.S.-made streetcars to wind turbine components, Portland manufacturing has a unique position in the regional economy and many challenges to compete in a global one.
So what you see behind me, the streetcar, is one of our new generation products, along with things like renewable energy. We apply innovative techniques to our traditional manufacturing base to come up with new products and improved ways of building things here in the United States.
Oldest employees here for 30 years. Youngest employees here for 10 years. We pay good wages. Everybody here owns a home. So we actually have been really strong contributors to the community that way. So in my case, wood industry is down. How do you grow business or even maintain it? So I need to go find another market. I think that is the food service market. So that is the market we are going after right now. And also the architectural market. So finding these niche markets and getting yourself certified with them as a supplier, that is the challenge. But you know what? That's why I come to work every day. That's the fun part. If PDC has some kind of a marketing campaign for small businesses, that would probably help.
We think there are significant advantages to running our business from Portland. And so we've tried to leverage those in our lean manufacturing processes, in our innovation, in our speed to market, which we can do much, much better than most folks that have moved businesses to China or to elsewhere. You know, as we pursue green initiatives or we pursue high-tech initiatives, we don't often think about or talk about often enough our manufacturing resources in this community. And our needs are unique, and would ask that our community leaders begin to understand those a bit better. It's an enthusiastic commitment to stay in this community. And I just hope that enthusiasm and that commitment can be met by our community leaders, our governmental leaders. And when we do, then that partnership will be so successful for both. And I only wish that we had our 400 people in this building and you could see the families that we support and the diversity of people that we have in this company. And they're the heart and the soul of what Portland, Oregon is all about.
Few cities are as well positioned as Portland is to lead the development of the global green economy. With a balanced focus on job growth, innovation, and equality of economic opportunity, supported by forward-thinking funding and partnerships across the public and private sectors, Portland can meet its goal to build the most sustainable economy in the world.
So thanks to John and Ann and others at PDC for putting that together, all in-house team. All right, we're now going to get a presentation of the Economic Development Strategy before the Council for consideration, and doing that is Aaron Flynn. Please come forward, Aaron. Do you have a spider bite, too, or can you sit down?
I can sit down.
Okay.
Thank you, Mayor. It's a great pleasure to be here today to finally be presenting the city's five-year economic development strategy to the City Council. I'm Erin Flynn. I'm the Director of Urban Development at the Portland Development Commission, and as I think you all know, PDC has been leading the charge on the city's economic development strategy. We've been working very closely with the mayor and his staff, and I want to thank Sam Adams for his leadership on this really critically important issue for our community. I also want to thank all of you, city commissioners. We vetted the strategy with each of you and received your input and support and really appreciate that. The strategy has been vetted very extensively. We've met with small business groups from the Small Business Advisory Committee to the APNBA, the Portland Business Alliance, the Working Harbor Coalition. So we've really received a tremendous amount of feedback and input on the strategy, and we've incorporated it into what you will see today. I do just want to acknowledge the team at PDC that has led this work, headed up by Patrick Quinton, Peter Cunningham, and Geraldine Moyle. They've done a fantastic job under a tight timeline.
Very tight time. Where are they?
Yes, where are they? Can we acknowledge them?
I'll give them a round of applause. Well, there he is.
It has been a fabulous team effort, I will say. So what I'm going to do quickly is provide you with a very high-level overview of the strategy. I'm going to be presenting the basic bones of the strategy, not going into detail on action plans. As the mayor has mentioned, we will be coming back with detailed implementation and work plans, metrics to hold us accountable for delivering on the strategy, as well as a resource development plan later in the fall. So I want to start with the basic premise of the strategy, and that is that Portland has done really a phenomenal job at placemaking over the past 30 years. The city and region are lauded nationally for our great quality of life, our vibrant central city, and our widespread commitment to sustainability. Over the past two decades, Portland most definitely has become a destination of choice. We are a darling of the national media. People are flocking here to enjoy the good life, and we consistently rank high on all the competitive city indicators. Accolades abound, the best city to live in, the best city to ride a bike in, to have a baby in. So we're getting a lot of attention. We're getting a lot of play, and that's wonderful. But for those of us who live here, we know there's a disconnect. We know that the quality of life and quality of place that we've created here has not automatically translated into widespread economic opportunity or job creation. And this strategy puts a stake in the ground and makes the case that Portland must shift its attention sharply to the fundamentals of economic development and job creation, to focus more directly and deeply on research and development in our universities, technology transfer out of our universities into the marketplace, the incubation of small businesses, and the retention and expansion of existing small and large firms. Portland does have a tremendous opportunity at this point in time. We can be the center of the global green economy. We've got all the right ingredients. As you know, we have a large and growing concentration of firms in clean technology, which include companies involved in energy efficiency, renewable energy, environmental engineering, and green building. We've got a remarkable manufacturing capacity, which Tim Priest referred to in his presentation, the ability to support the growth of clean tech, to design, build, and produce the required parts and components for wind turbines, solar panels, streetcars, and carbon-neutral buildings. We also have years of shared values and leadership on environmental issues, and I think that's one of the characteristics that really distinguishes this community from many other cities across the country. We see many cities moving into this space, but we've actually been living this way and basing our policy decisions on a shared set of values for many, many years. This city council has been responsible for several of the innovations in our policy framework that fuel innovation in the private sector, including our green building policy, our alternative fuel standard, and most recently, the City-County Climate Action Plan. We also have a remarkable influx of talent, and the numbers that, again, Tim Priest showed demonstrate this. Many people are coming to our city and region, and particularly young people are coming here because they want to be part of this innovative milieu. They want to contribute to this culture of sustainability and innovation, and we need to provide opportunities for them to contribute. So we have this remarkable opportunity, this moment in time, but we also have many challenges. We all know that we have the second largest unemployment rate in the country. This does reflect the fact that we're such a desirable place to live and people continue to move here without jobs. It also, though, reflects our heavy dependence on the traded sector and our reliance on manufacturing. Orders are down, and that affects us as we see those shifts in global markets. We also have some ongoing persistent challenges in our region that are quite troubling. We have lower median wages, higher poverty rates, and fewer 18 to 24-year-olds enrolled in college than either Seattle to the north or San Francisco to the south. So we have some systemic challenges in terms of our economy that we need to deal with. Despite these challenges, though, people keep coming. We are growing six times faster than the nation as a whole. What that means is that it's incumbent on us, on the city of Portland, to really figure out how to provide economic opportunity for all those people, how to start firms more quickly, how to grow them and scale them more quickly, to create economic opportunity both for our existing residents as well as the people who are moving here. Historically, the city of Portland has not been focused on economic development. We've placed great emphasis on placemaking and quality of life, and these investments have paid dividends. People are coming here. People want to live here. But it's time to shift gears now and really think about how we build the capacity and the infrastructure to help businesses thrive and create widespread opportunity. Tim Priest mentioned what a competitive world it is out there, and boy, is he right. We undertook a study of the competition to see what they were doing in economic development, how much they were investing in economic development, and across the board, we found that our competitors invest more in economic development, more money, more human resources, and they've built greater capacity. So one of the areas that we really need to focus on is resource development. How are we going to develop the tools to fund the work that you're going to see in this strategy? And we'll be very focused on that in the months to come. As the mayor said, the overarching goal of the strategy is to create 10,000 net new jobs over the next 5 years. We want to build a thriving green economy that utilizes and builds off our historic assets while embracing the creativity and vitality embodied by the new talent here in the city and region. And we're certainly not starting from scratch. Despite the current recession and economic downturn, we've got a very solid economic foundation, a diffuse trade-based economy composed primarily of small firms, anchored by a strong manufacturing and high-tech base, a strategic location at the Pacific Rim, a world-class airport, and the third largest U.S. Marine port on the West Coast. We want to be the first in clean tech here in Portland, but I think it's very important to recognize that clean tech really is the tip of the spear. The strategy leads with clean tech because global trends and U.S. policy priorities suggest that this will be a burgeoning field for years to come. We are very well positioned to take advantage of the growth in this field, and we do need to seize this opportunity. But clean tech industries are not a panacea. We can't bet solely on clean tech. We need to work smarter with all of our traded sector companies, and we really need a concerted effort on scaling the many promising small firms in a variety of industry sectors that contain fast growth potential. The strategy recognizes that the vast majority of job growth will come from existing firms, and most of those existing firms are small firms. We also want all of our businesses, new, old, large, small, to adopt and utilize sustainable business practices such as lean manufacturing, zero waste, and natural step. Sustainable business practices create more efficient companies, more profitable companies, and reduce environmental impact. So that's the context for why we need a strategy at this point in time. I'm going to now talk about how we're going to get there. How are we going to achieve these ambitious goals? We have limited resources. We have big aspirations, and we need to focus. And we've organized the strategy around three key areas, which I'll talk about now. The first is maximizing the competitive environment for traded sector companies. The second is driving urban core innovation. And the third is stimulating neighborhood business vitality. So the first area the strategy focuses on is maximizing the competitive environment. And what we're talking about here is really creating an environment, an operating environment for firms in which innovation can happen more quickly here than in other places. And in order to really focus our innovation efforts, the City of Portland is adopting an industry cluster strategy focused around the four industries that Tim Priest referred to. These have also been identified by the Oregon Business Development Department as core areas to focus on. Those are clean tech, which I've described, advanced manufacturing, which is our metals, machinery, and transportation equipment sector, the software sector, and the activewear sector. I want to talk about why we selected these four particular industries. All four of these industries are traded sector industries, which means they sell goods and services outside the region, bringing new wealth into the region, and all of them contain almost limitless potential for growth as they tap new markets across the nation and the world. All four of these industries are concentrated above national norms, both in terms of talent and the number of firms, indicating a distinct advantage to a Portland location. All four of these industry clusters are growing quickly here in Portland, faster than in the nation as a whole. They all pay high wages, far above the median wage of jobs in Portland. And very importantly, they all contain very strong multiplier effects, which means that growth in these industries fuels growth in other industries, such as professional and creative services, distribution, and logistics. I do want to make clear that when we talk about traded sector businesses, we aren't talking necessarily about large businesses. We did receive some pushback in the vetting process that a cluster approach is not small business friendly. But I think it is very important to note that traded sector business does not mean large business. Most of our traded sector businesses in the Portland region are actually small businesses. And the goal of these companies is to grow, is to expand markets and trade goods and services so that they can increase their customer base, their sales, and profits. So we've parsed the data, and I can say with great confidence that the majority of employment in the traded sectors that we've identified does, in fact, come from small businesses. That's not to say that the large anchor firms don't matter. They matter a lot. That's why the smaller firms come to Portland. Small firms grow as a result of contracts with the large anchor firms. But those companies tend to get most of the media attention. And it's important that we recognize and that the strategy recognize that it really is the hundreds and thousands of small firms that compose these clusters that are going to provide the vast majority of growth. In terms of the traded sector strategy and the cluster strategy, I did want to just reference quickly the areas that we'll be focused on. The first is workforce development. We will align workforce development efforts to match the skill needs of target industries. We'll be working with Workforce Systems, Inc. and the Portland Community College to create a pipeline of skilled workers, really driving higher education partnerships for research and development to align those investments with innovation in these industries. We're already working closely with PSU and Oregon, Inc. to align goals and resources. And finally, we're launching and have already launched an international strategy to help these firms tap into markets abroad and expand their capacity to export goods and services. The second part of the strategy we call driving urban innovation, and this is really a focus on maintaining the edge, maintaining the brand of our central city. Portland Central City really is a competitive asset to the entire region, not just the city of Portland. It represents the brand. It embodies our commitment to sustainability. We're very well known nationally for our transportation, our user-friendly city, our light rail, our streetcars, our bike infrastructure, our green buildings. We need to continue to demonstrate leadership in these areas, but we want to do it moving forward in a way that's sharply focused on job creation. Three areas of activity here. The first we call next generation built environment. As the slides by Greenlight Greater Portland showed, we do have a slight lead in green building, but that is likely to diminish as time goes on and other cities move forward in the green space. So we are focused on the next generation of green building, which we call a living building, and the Oregon Sustainability Center is well on its way to becoming a center of excellence for PSU that will focus on clean technologies. We'll also focus on eco districts, which essentially takes the green building notion to scale. We also will be sharply focused on job creation in the central city. We have a number of terrific redevelopment sites right now in the central city, including Burnside Bridgehead, Conway, the Post Office Centennial Mills. We really want to view those as employment sites and ensure the density goals in terms of employment in the central city. We've seen growth outside the central city happening at a faster rate than downtown. Finally, we want to really own the brand, and we'll be working with Greenlight Greater Portland. We all know that we've been getting fabulous press over the last year. The New York Times loves us. The Wall Street Journal ran a big article on us. And we see it everywhere. But what we do see is that the coverage we're getting tends to focus on lifestyle, on quality of life, and on our quirky kind of bohemian character. And we all love that, and we own that. But we also want the world to know that we're a great place to do business, to start a company, to locate a company, and to expand a company. So we're going to be launching a campaign to that effect. Finally, just to close up, I want to talk about small business vitality. The city of Portland recognizes that the vast majority of job creation comes from existing firms. Many of our big brands, our hometown brands, started as small businesses serving local markets and grew to serve regional, national, and even international markets. Widmer Brewing Company, Leatherman Tool, and Columbia Sportswear are all firms that started as small companies and scaled up. So we need to really figure out how to grow all the small firms in this city. How do we provide our entrepreneurs that DIY culture that the mayor referred to and really give them the business skills they need to grow their companies, access to capital, market research, product development? And to that effect, the city will work with existing organizations in the entrepreneurial space to identify small companies with fast growth potential and provide customized assistance. We call this approach to small firm development economic gardening, and we're very excited to launch this program in partnership with a number of the organizations represented in this room. The second area related to small business is the establishment of a Main Streets program. This is a goal for commercial corridor revitalization. We've seen remarkable revitalization in Northeast on Mississippi and Alberta, Hawthorne and Division. These commercial corridors are anchored by small, locally owned firms providing dining, retail, and basic services. We want to take this notion of those vibrant commercial corridors that we see in the sort of inner ring of the city and expand that notion out to neighborhoods like St. John's, like Lentz, like Gateway. And we're going to be launching a competitive process in which Main Streets can apply for more intensive services and customer service. Then finally, to support both of these activities, we're going to be launching a one-stop web portal for small businesses. We've heard repeatedly from the small business community that services are fragmented, they're difficult to access, they're hard to find. We need to make it as easy as possible for all of our small businesses to identify the services that they need from the city as well as from private providers. So just to recap, again, those are the three big areas of the strategy. Much more detail at our website and to come when we return to City Council in the fall with work plans, implementation plans, and a resource development strategy. So just to close, we will be working closely with the mayor's office, with the mayor's economic development cabinet, and at PDC over the next 2 months to develop these work plans, and we'll be coming back to share those with you in a couple of months. So thank you.
Thank you, Erin. Good job and fantastic work leading the team on this. We appreciate it. If it's okay with the City Council, because we've got a number of people that have to testify before they have to leave, folks will stick around for council questions, if that's all right.
Yep.
Okay. So if Charles Wild Hoyt, Lindsay DeRocher, and Sandra McDonough would come forward. Good afternoon. Welcome to the City Council.
Good afternoon.
We look forward to hearing what you have to say, and we really appreciate brevity.
Well, happy to be here. I'll go first since you called my name first. Charles Will Hoyt. Good afternoon, Mayor Adams and Commissioners. Immediate past chair of the Portland Development Commission and current commissioner. And I want to take a moment before I say anything to thank each of you for approving me for another term at the commission. It's a very valuable organization, and I'm honored to be affiliated with it. There's some very talented and committed individuals working at the commission, as you know, so I look forward to working with you in the future in my role as a commissioner. Today, of course, I'm here to provide a strong endorsement for the economic development strategy. As indicated, the strategy is a culmination of hundreds of hours of involvement from public and private sector members, city staff, PDC staff, and the community. And in effect, it represents a product that is the result of a process that represents Portland, inclusion and participation, and it was very wide scale. So those types of products are the products that generally provide the greatest economic benefit to the community. So I'm very honored to have been the chair of PDC during the development of this economic development strategy, and I strongly encourage you to adopt it. While no one is able to predict the future, it's reasonable to say that the prospects for the future are always improved by planning. The economic development strategy presents a solid framework for the expansion and growth of our economy, emphasizing our current leading role in sustainability and our movement in reach, extending its reach through four industry clusters, as already indicated: clean tech and sustainability industries, activewear, software, and advanced manufacturing. While clearly no strategy can ever hope to fully satisfy everyone, however, the strategy before you contains the necessary components that, with the commitment of adequate resources, should enable Portland and the region to successfully expand on its position as the nation's leader in sustainability while achieving targeted growth. And 10,000 jobs is a significant number of jobs, but we have a framework, we have a focus, it has the right components. It has targeted objectives and estimated investments that are required to help us meet those objectives. So that's, in my estimation, a recipe for success. And it is a well-thought-out plan, and it is a well-delivered plan. We just have to take action. Before I go on, I'd like to especially thank Bruce Warner. You've heard about Erin Flynn and her role in this particular process. She was assisted by Patrick Cunningham and Geraldine Moyle, as well as Peter Cunningham. I'm sorry, Patrick Quinton. And when we look at the process and all the parties involved, including your office, Mayor, it's very significant to get 9 months down the road and see this on paper in front of us as a very defining moment with regard to the city of Portland. We're in the midst of some economic turmoil, to say the least. Some might say it's very bleak out there. I like to tell my clients and anyone who will listen that this is an opportunity for success and that we are looking down the road, and this is the exact time to be looking down the road. This plan provides a framework that will enable us to achieve the light at the end of the tunnel. So we have to take action. We won't ever satisfy everyone, but we do need a framework for action, and that's what this plan represents. And as I close, I want to sincerely thank you, Mayor Adams, and Kimberly Snyder, and everyone in your office. You entrusted PDC with the responsibility of leading the effort towards achieving this economic development strategy, and I hope each of you is as confident and as enthused as I am with regard to implementing this plan and helping us attain those 10,000 jobs. And basically, maintaining our position in sustainability, promoting that position, and promoting the livability that we all know and love in Portland. And that's really what we're talking about: healthy, vibrant communities, jobs, and livability. So thank you again for the time.
Well, I just want to note the obvious and put the compliment right back to you. This happened while you were chair of the Portland Development Commission, and I want to make sure that you know how grateful we are for your leadership. This wouldn't have happened without your leadership as chair of the PDC. So thank you.
Well, thank you very much, but I won't take too much credit for that. But I'll take the compliment nonetheless. So we have great staff, and it was a very cooperative effort. So thank you.
Ms. McDonough.
Great. Thank you. Mr. Mayor and member of the council, I'm Sandra McDonough. I'm here representing the Portland Business Alliance today. The Portland Business Alliance supports the City of Portland Economic Development Strategy, and like Mr. Will Hoyt, we want to especially thank Mayor Adams for leading this effort. We have needed this for a very, very long time. In these extraordinarily difficult times,
job creation has to be our number one focus. And this strategy is a critical roadmap, not just to restore employment in the city today, but also to establish a roadmap for us that will help us make Portland thrive in the future. As you've heard already, our state unemployment rate is 12.4%, and we're only behind Michigan in that rate. And unemployment in Portland is not much better at 12.1%. We support the city strategy for adding 10,000 new jobs while also positioning the city, which is already a national and international leader in sustainable business practices, as the model for metropolitan region.